Well, as California voters weigh in next week on their second ever recall election of a governor, the state Republican Party is hoping to revive the magic of 2003 when voters ousted Democratic Governor Gray Davis and replaced him with a Republican movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But was Schwarzenegger's tenure ultimately a win for the GOP? Marisa Lagos of member station KQED has this look back.
It wasn't just Gray Davis's unpopularity or Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hollywood status that propelled the former actor to victory in 2003. Schwarzenegger capitalized on his position as an outsider, promising to blow up boxes and upend business as usual in Sacramento. He pledged to repeal the so-called car tax and balance the state's budget, but not raise other taxes. Former Republican Assemblyman Sam Blakesley took office around the same time as Schwarzenegger.
It's kind of hard to imagine the enthusiasm that everyone felt having someone like Governor Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, show up and claim he was going to fix the state, he was going to clean house, and he was going to restructure government so it worked more like a business.
Blakesley, who eventually became the Assembly Republican leader, says it wasn't just Republicans who were excited, though.
And I remember talking to lobbyists and fellow Republicans and even Democrats who were genuinely excited to see what he could get done.
At the beginning of his tenure, says former Schwarzenegger communications director Rob Stutzman,
the party did consolidate around him for quite a while.
But governing is different than campaigning, and Schwarzenegger soon found himself faced with a massive budget deficit, in part because he repealed that car tax. In his first year, Schwarzenegger had political wind at his back and managed to convince voters to borrow $15 billion to close the spending gap. But 1 year later, when he tried to go around the state legislature with another series of ballot measures, voters resoundingly rejected a package that, among other things, would have curbed state spending and weakened public employee unions. After losing that ballot fight, Schwarzenegger brought more powerful, experienced Democrats into his administration, including a new chief of staff.
That was the point when a lot of Republicans broke with Schwarzenegger.
Blakesley says the governor listened to those Democratic advisors.
And Arnold embraced their perspective, and a lot of Republicans were aghast and, you know, deeply confused because they literally thought they had voted for and had one type of governor at the top of the ticket and woke up the next day and found out he was someone altogether different.
Budget fights with both parties in the state legislature would color Schwarzenegger's entire tenure. But another former Republican assembly leader during that time, Connie Conway, says she saw his willingness to listen to all sides as one of his major strengths. Conway credits Schwarzenegger for raising up the voices of minority Republicans during budget negotiations.
I always appreciated the fact that I feel that Governor Schwarzenegger was inclusive. Everybody's opinion did matter. And, I mean, it's part of his DNA, I think.
Still, Stutzman says that after Schwarzenegger won re-election in 2006 and reneged on a campaign promise not to raise taxes,
at that point, I think Republicans were getting frustrated.
And two of his crowning achievements may have undercut an already waning Republican Party in California. First, in 2008, he wrote a ballot measure that took legislative redistricting powers away from lawmakers and put them in the hands of an independent commission. Then, in 2010, as he prepared to leave office, Schwarzenegger backed a ballot measure that ended party primaries in California and allowed the top two candidates to move on to the general election, meaning neither party has a guaranteed spot in the runoff. The business community was among the bipartisan backers of those reforms. And Alan Derenberg, CEO of the Cal Chamber, says the initiatives worked as intended. They opened the door to electing more centrist politicians.
If you want to make sure the lines are fair and if your goal was to make sure that the election was determined by as many voters as possible, Republican and Democrat, then that was a success also.
Rob Stutzman also sees those measures as a win because they stripped powers from both parties and says Schwarzenegger achieved other victories like reforming workers' comp.
By and large, I put Arnold up there, his Republican governor record with just about any Republican governor we've had.
As of today, he's also the last GOP governor California has seen. For Here and Now, I'm Marisa Lagos.